Welcome back to Source Code, Decipher's weekly news wrap podcast with input from our sources. This week, Change Healthcare parent United Health Group reported that the massive ransomware attack that was uncovered at the end of February has cost the company $872 million so far. Remediation efforts for the attack are still ongoing, but United Health Group's earnings offer a glimpse into the financial costs of the attack in the 8 weeks since it was announced. That figure includes direct response costs, including costs for supporting the company's platform restoration and those tied to increased medical care expenditures after the company suspended care management activities to help care providers with their workflow processes. Other financial impacts were tied to business disruption impacts from the attack. Though most systems are online and claims processing is underway, United Health Group is now facing a second ransom demand from another ransomware group affiliate that claims to have patient and corporate data stolen from Change Healthcare's systems. Meanwhile, in a Tuesday hearing by the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Health, titled Examining Health Sector Cybersecurity in the Wake of the Change Healthcare Attack, government and healthcare entities talked about the ongoing impacts of the attack. Representatives from United Health Group did not participate in the hearing. During the hearing, Scott McLean, board chair of the College of Healthcare Information Management Executives, or CHIME, talked a little bit about how healthcare organizations were impacted by the ransomware attack.
This is the largest cyber attack on our sector to date, much larger than the WannaCry event experienced several years ago. It has and continues to interrupt patient care, and the financial impact on our members has been significant. The scale and repercussions of this cyber attack cannot be underestimated. Following the attack, there was a dearth of information, and our members found themselves navigating in the dark, unsure where to turn for help. While we continue to work towards interoperability, this incident has demonstrated our vulnerability to cyber attacks. We must continue to move away from a mentality that punishes those who have been victimized by malicious actors and criminals. Cybersecurity is a shared responsibility. However, without additional federal assistance, the healthcare and public health sector is limited in what we can do. In preparation for this hearing, CHIME conducted a survey of some of our members to better understand the ongoing significance of this attack. These results are unnerving, and additional findings are in our written testimony. In assessing the impact of the Change cyber incident on patient care, 40% reported patient care was somewhat impacted, 25% said moderately impacted, 15% significantly impacted, 5% extremely, and only 13% claimed no impact to patient care.
In other news this week, researchers detailed recent activity by the well-known Sandworm group that relies on a mix of espionage efforts and hacktivist personas, and shows that the group continues to pose a persistent, high-severity threat to governments and critical infrastructure entities globally. The threat group has been around for at least 15 years and is known for being affiliated with the Russian GRU. Researchers with Mandiant this week graduated the group into the so-named APT-44. In a video interview with Decipher this week, Gabby Ronconi, Mandiant senior analyst for the Advanced Practices team with Google Cloud, talks about why Mandiant has given Sandworm the new APT-44 designation.
So the Mandiant graduation process is this very unique, analytically rigorous process that we do, and we've done since APT-1, to essentially look back at all of our threat groups that are related to a certain threat actor and do a rigorous deep dive on each one of those threat groups, try to understand the historical activity that we've seen and the current activity that we're seeing and tie them together in order to graduate them into an APT. This is something that gets kicked off when we believe that a threat group is especially deserving of the higher threat assessment kind of associated with the title. So for us, Sandworm was this group that obviously has been incredibly active over the last 10 years since we've been tracking them, but has been sort of the primary sabotage unit, cyber sabotage unit for the Russian military intelligence since the war in Ukraine started. And when we saw sort of the prominent role that Sandworm was taking in Ukraine, and we were also undergoing so much of our own research in Ukraine with incident response engagements and such, we believed that we needed to undergo the graduation process as well to make sure that our understanding of that group was really as in-depth as it could be. So we spent over a year going through every single cluster of activity we thought might be related to Sandworm in the past and the present, and we were luckily able to tie those major historical incidents to the group that we are now seeing in Ukraine.
Though the group is known for its destructive malware attacks, Mandiant researchers in a Wednesday analysis said that recently APT-44 has increasingly conducted espionage-related attacks that likely support Russian military operations, including intercepting communications via mobile networks or devices in order to gain a tactical military advantage. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Source Code podcast. Have a great weekend. While you were hacking the planet.